Now today we come to Psalm 119 verse 55, and I read from the New Living Translation. I reflect at night on who you are, O Lord, therefore I obey your instructions. Well, I wonder, how do you manage to get to sleep at night? That's a real tough question for some people. For some around the world, especially in a conflict zone, it's a nightmare. Shots and bombs exploding. For others in hospital, it's just one long night. For others, it's to listen to the radio until they fall asleep. And for others still, it's to pop a sleeping pill or sleeping tablet and then they're off. Or do you lie awake and worry? Or do you count your blessings and give thanks for God's provision and for his protection? Well, the psalmist here has an excellent remedy. When it's his bedtime, remember, they didn't have any city lights, no bedside lights. When it got dark, you just went to bed. And at night, the psalmist, it could have been David, lay in his bed, and verse 55 says, I reflect on who you are. Now, this tells me a lot. Yes, he had to face some problems with the weather, personal issues of the day, like where am I going to get food, clothes, water, protection? Is there a roof over my head? But it says he did some reflecting. And the Message Bible wisely uses the word meditate. You see, he was thinking and meditating on who God was. The English Standard Bible says your name, reflecting on your name. Remember, for the Jew, a name tells something about the person. The word David means beloved. Ephraim means faithful. Hannah means God's favor. Moses means deliverer. Now, when you come to Jehovah or Yahweh, the Jew was so afraid to say his name because he held it in awe. But the psalmist would remember that God told Moses his name was I Am. And so the psalmist knew that Jehovah or Yahweh was important in three areas. And no doubt this is what he reflected on. First of all, he reflected on God's amazing power. And we use the word today, omnipotent. And then he reflected on God, who is the God of all knowing. He knows everything. And we use the word today, omniscient. And then God is everywhere. While I'm speaking, he's in New Zealand and he's in South America. He's God all around. And then we use the word omnipresent. I know some people count sheep when they try to go to sleep. 101, 102, and eventually they get to 1,003, 1,004. And I remember one pastor standing up and saying, instead of counting sheep, why not talk to the shepherd? How true. But what I do, and this is just a suggestion, is to reflect on or use a verse of scripture that I've learned during the day and let one come to mind that the Holy Spirit reminds you of as you lie down and try to go to sleep. Now, here we come to the last part of the verse. It says, therefore, I obey your instructions. This is an indecision of the will. He publicly announces, I will obey your law or your decrees. I have to tell you that we really need this in today's society. Just notice the people in the world all over today. You watch them and see their reaction to rules and regulations. First of all, look at how many drivers ignore the speed limit. Look at how often commuters jump the trains without paying for a ticket. When it comes to a sign that says, don't walk on the grass, you watch people taking the shortcuts. Or maybe you don't litter the streets, but you still throw the odd piece of paper on the sidewalk. While we don't want a totalitarian state that regulates everything, We must obey God's word, rather, and with it comes blessing. I admit I took a long time to realize this, and now I take great delight in obeying his word. Why? Because it brings blessing. The psalmist knew this. Paul knew this. Peter knew this. William Carey, the missionary, went out to the Far East. He knew about this. Hudson Taylor went to China. D.L. Moody. John and Charles Wesley knew this. So did Watchman Nee and even Mother Teresa. I've been listening to some of the celebrations of VE Day in Europe, May 1945. And I've heard stories from both sides. But what is amazing was that whether they were in the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, there was total obedience as they went to serve their country, because that was the law. There was no, well, let's do it 80% or 95%. It was obedience, or otherwise it was off to the guardhouse, or worse, a dishonorable discharge. So I say, let's follow the word of God. Let's reflect on God's nature, on his character, and always obey him, no matter what it costs. I hope this encourages you where you're at. Until next time, God bless.